welcome to episode 24 of School Improvement. Today's episode is something that is really important that we really don't even talk about enough. What does quality instruction look like in the classroom? What should you observe when you see a teacher in their classroom? What's the lesson look like? How is it presented? And how do students interact with the teacher? So let's start with the first thing. As an administrator, if I can't be in the teacher's classroom in the first 5 minutes, I'm not going to watch that period. The first 5 minutes tell me a ton about what's going on. Are there procedures in place? Do the kids have a seating assignment? What got the students engaged to learn? Everything happens in that first 5 minutes. That's why as teachers, we really get upset about tardiness, because it's the most important 5 minutes of any class period. The most important factor in any classroom is variety in instruction. Whether it's kindergarten or calculus, you have to have some transitions in the room, and you have to have something that's different than the previous day. You can't get stagnant in the classroom, and it's one of the things that we really need to work on in secondary is being stagnant, because we do the same course over and over. It's really important to change it up, experiment, try new things, but don't do what we've always done. And for math teachers, this is a huge problem, is to try and figure out how to make it a little more challenging, how to make it a little more stimulating. So let's start with the first 5 minutes. In the first 5 minutes, you need to engage the kids when they come through the door. Some teachers use bell work, some teachers use a video, some teachers ask them a question, some have them write a response. That first 5 minutes needs to engage the class. The bottom line is, in the first 5 minutes, if you don't engage the class, it's going to be a long period, regardless of the amount of time of the period. If it's 45 minutes or even 90 minutes, it's going to be a long one if you don't engage them early in the class. So look at things like board work, bell work, problems when they come in that they have to start on, a video, make a statement to them, ask them to write a response to it. Anything you can do that engages them on what you're going to be doing that day has to happen in that first 5 minutes. One of the most important things, again, in that first 5 minutes is that students understand what is the mission for the day. What are you trying to accomplish? What do you want them to know by the end of the period? Why do you want them to know it? And how does it fit in? That's something that students really look for, is what should I be getting out of today's class? So in secondary classrooms, the next part of the lesson is teacher-led. Let the students know what you're talking about, why you're doing it. That can be done through lecture. That could be done through demonstration on the board. It could be question and answer. It could be read aloud. There are lots of ways to get your lesson point across. But your lesson should be about 15 minutes long, about what you want them to learn for today. The next part of the class should be in guided practice. What practice do you want them to do? Is it writing? Is it some type of math? Is it a reading portion you want them to do? There needs to be some type of guided practice. Generally speaking, a formative assessment should go with that. Turn in a piece of writing, answer some questions, something like that, that makes sure that you're emphasizing what you want them to know. Students get engaged when they know they're being graded on it. If they know they're not being graded on it, they are disengaged. And you need to make sure they understand what they're doing is part of your expectation to have turned in and understand. If you use video in a classroom, the video should not run more than 15 minutes without a pause and a transition. Remember, kids have the same attention span as their age. So 15 to 20 minutes is the max. Very simply, pause it, do question and answer. Pause it, add some of your own things into it. But never have that video go more than 15 minutes without you engaging the students. And yes, it means you can't flip the lights on to engage them. It's very important that you don't just let a video run, because they will lose interest. And you have to spark their interest in what they should be looking for and what you expect them to know. Again, as an administrator looking at a teacher in their room, I'm looking at transitions, the number of them, and the timing of them. Should be about every 15 minutes there should be a transition. That transition can be subtle. It doesn't have to be 15 minutes in length. You can do something for 15 minutes, then do something else for 5, then do something for 20. But you have to transition in your room. Kids are not going to be able to sit and get for 50 minutes or more straight. That's just not going to happen. Adults don't do that. You can't go to a teacher workshop and see teachers sit totally engaged for 60 minutes straight. So certainly young adults aren't going to be able to do that either. One of the practices that's very common, especially in math classes, is going over homework. But it should happen in all classes where you go over the homework. If it's important enough to assign them to do it and bring it back to class, it's important enough to go over. It should be reinforcing what you're trying to teach. In this episode, I put a document about the 12 different things you can do with homework in your classroom. Predominantly focused towards math, because they tend to have the biggest problem with being stagnant in what they do with math homework and how they go over it. But there are about 12 different ways to use homework in the classroom that can be instructional, can be a change of pace, and help reinforce what you're doing. It's really important, if you make homework part of your class, which you should, that it be purposeful, you go over it, and students gain understanding from it. I highly encourage teachers to make note-taking part of their class, regardless of what class it's in, even in an art class. Note-taking helps you complete the learning cycle. I hear it, I see it, I think about it, and then I kinesthetically write it. For all adults, and I'll take myself in that as well, if I think of something and I write it down, the chances of me remembering that are much greater than if I don't write it down. Writing it down completes the learning cycle. It's a very important part of reinforcing what they need to know. And you can reinforce that by students being able to have open note quizzes, or giving them credit for writing notes and looking at them. But note-taking is a very important skill that they really need to focus on in classrooms, in all classrooms. I often tell teachers in secondary schools who have block instruction, there are two things you want to look at. You really want to see block instruction done well. Go to third grade and watch how teachers transition in quick increments from subject to subject, and how they do that seamlessly. There's also a lot of really creative things they do in elementary that work very nicely in secondary. Things like think, pair, share. It works well in high school too. It's not just an elementary thing. The other issue with secondary instruction is, remember that students want to know what you want them to know. So enforce that by saying things like, I would write this down. This is something you need to remember. This is something you're going to see again on a quiz or a test. Emphasize your instruction and let them know what you value and what you expect from them. The most missed part of instruction in a secondary classroom is closure. Closure is very important for kids, because they want to know Why did we have this class today? What should I have known at the end of this? How does this connect to what we did yesterday? How does this connect to what we're going to do later on? Teachers need to bring closure to a class period. And you need to close that class period by saying, here's what I expect you to know from today. Here's how we're going to use it. And here's what you need to know about it in general. The other important thing is closure is also something that you tell students, we're moving to a new topic. You should know everything you need to know prior to a quiz. But teachers need to bring closure at the end of the hour. The other important thing for teachers is homework in class. Homework should never be being done in class with the exception of the last 5 minutes. Any longer than 5 minutes, it's no longer homework. It's in class work they didn't finish. 5 minutes is the max that you should give them. The teacher should get up, walk around the room, make sure that the students are engaged, make sure they're on track to do what they're supposed to do. So in conclusion, a really good class has a strong opening that engages the student. If you don't have an engaged adult up in front, you're not going to have engaged students. That first 5 minutes is critical. Transitions in your class are the key. Keeping students engaged by transitioning. The other thing that's really important is bringing closure to your class so they know the expectations. And all those strategies you use in your room, make sure you create variety. Variety in instruction is the key. And don't make homework classwork. Make homework the last 5 minutes and make sure they're on task and doing what they're supposed to be doing and send them on their way. Thanks for listening to episode 24. As usual, pass it on, give me a rating. I appreciate you listening, and I'm hoping you're having a great school year.